I pledge myself to a new deal for the American people.
This is more than a political campaign. It is a call to arms. Give me your help, not to win votes alone, but to win in this crusade to restore America to its own people.
On the good ship USA, sail with Franklin D. to victory and to real prosperity.
Now let's be frank. You and I know that immediate relief of the unemployed is the immediate need of the hour.
The Republican leadership from the president down shows an incredible disregard of plain facts, combined with what I shall politely term a stubborn indifference to the consequences of its own folly.
My policy, my friends, my policy is as radical as American liberty is radical. Yes, my policy is as radical as the Constitution of the United States.
May those of you who intend a solution, who decline the defeatist attitude, join tirelessly with me in the work of advancing to a better ordered economic life. My friends, the time has come. The hour has struck.
I, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. So help me God. This great nation will endure as it has endured, will revive and will prosper. So first of all, let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror, which paralyzes needed efforts to convert retreat into advance. This nation is asking for action, and action now. Our greatest primary task is to put people to work. This is no unsolvable problem if we face it wisely and courageously. It can be accomplished in part by direct recruiting by the government itself, accomplishing greatly needed projects to stimulate and reorganize the use of our great natural resources. And finally, in our progress towards a resumption of work, we require two safeguards against a return of the evils of the old order. There must be a strict supervision of all banking and credits and investments. There must be an end to speculation with other people's money. The people of the United States have not failed. They have asked for discipline and direction under leadership. They have made me the present instrument of their wishes. In the spirit of the gift, I take it.